We welcome all of you once again to our Chetna festival, which is our monthly festival of inspiration and joy. We really look forward to this thing so that we can see the same faces, new faces every time. So we are very happy and we hope you all are comfortably seated. We can see that you all are comfortable. It's not all crammed up and all. But we were just thinking that if last Chetna we would have made an announcement that next Chetna the topic is going to be Beauty Tips by Hema Malini. Then there would have been no place to sit, right? Maybe there would have been a queue till Babulnath or Chowpatty or maybe beyond for the number of people who would have wanted to come here. And not only new girls, but even some of the devotee girls who would not otherwise be able to come for the Chetna festival might have wanted to come. Why? Because Hema Malini is coming to speak. But sorry to disappoint you. But why we think, you know, that why when certain people are there, a lot of people want to come and be over there. And when some people are there, it is not very attractive that we want to go for a particular function, a particular program. Why is that? Because some people have a certain amount of energy around them that attracts people to them, right? What is that energy? That it is the energy of name and fame, the energy of beauty. That is a very strong energy. We do not realize it, but all of us get drawn towards that automatically. Sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, we get like a magnet. It just happens like that. So if we would ask you a question, how many of you all know Big B over here? Please raise your hands. How many of you all know Big B? Some are shy, that's why they're not putting up. Even I know him. But I know the, we know the, we are talking of the, which Big B? What is his name? Amitabh Bachchan. But he is the secondary Big B. Who is the original Big B? No. Krishna's elder brother Balram is the Big B. Original Big B. We also did not know him so well till we came to ISKCON. We just came to know him after coming to ISKCON. But today Big B means big name in society. Everybody, you don't have to elaborate anything. Just, it took me years to understand when I used to see the hoardings. What is this Big B, Big B, Big B? Then I asked somebody and appeared like a fool, you know, that I didn't know what this Big B meant. But it was Amitabh Bachchan. And we all know, especially because we were, before we came to Krishna consciousness, when we used to be in school days, so many movies of his used to be released. And usually everybody wanted to go for first day, first show. Because it is a prestige issue. I saw that movie of Big B, first day, first show, you know. It gave you some, I don't know, feathers on the cap or something like that. That I was part of that first function that was there. And actually, full families, neighbors, everybody go as if they are going to holy places of pilgrimage. When you go, you know, a lot of people go to one place. And in fact, we came to know that sometimes when they would come on in South India, there is a temple for Amitabh Bachchan and he is the deity. And somebody told me, I don't know how true or false it is, that he had gone for the inauguration of this temple to cut the ribbon and all. And they enjoy this thing that, oh, we are being worshipped. Everybody likes that, right? Some of us who are married, for one day we get to stand on stage for the reception and everybody comes, meets you, you feel the center of attraction and you enjoy it for some time. After 2-3 hours, you're smile starts paining, your legs start paining, you want to get down from the stage and all that. But we like to feel the center of attraction. So these celebrities, they like, there are temples behind them, there are deities there. In fact, in South India, when some of the actors come on the screen, their first appearance, they say, no, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, their first appearance on stage, people actually break coconuts. And some of them do aartis. And we laugh at it, but it is true. Some South Indian friends, they tell that it is actually like that. That means people actually start worshipping them. And even such names are given to them. Recently, when Michael Jackson left his body, I was just seeing a newspaper. Somebody was reading in the train. And I read behind, you know, the king of pop, Maharaja of, you know, pop music. I was thinking, my God, what a hype and what a position he has got that he has become Maharaj. you know, big Maharaj. We know two Maharajas. One was king and one was a saintly person. Both are known as Maharajas. But yeah, there is a Maharaja of pop. Big, big man. So, what has happened is that we have all started worshipping these people as what? Celebrities. Why they are called celebrities? Because they are celebrated all over the world as famous. That is why they are called celebrities. So, if we try to define what is the meaning of a celebrity, any man, woman or child in society, in different fields like movies, business, politics, sports, who get enough press coverage, they become a celebrity. Is it true? And nothing else you can add to that. You know, this is a general definition of it. But a question would be that, is every successful man a celebrity? Can every successful man become a celebrity? No. Why? Because you have 2-3 requirements. Conditions apply, you know. Small star and conditions apply, which you can't even see sometimes. And what are those conditions? You have to have capacity. What? To do what? To pay the media to cover you. If media doesn't cover you, then who knows about you? You might be a very big person, but nobody comes to know about you. So you're not advertised enough. Then you're not a celebrity, however successful you may be in your life. Because there are so many successful people all over the world. But not everybody is considered in the category of a celebrity. Second is also it depends on how useful you are to sell some products. Are you able to help the business economy go up or go down because of your presence or your connection to a particular product? Then you become a celebrity. If not, if you are told that hold a Lux bar and click a picture, nobody will buy Lux. You know? In fact, they will not buy only if it is there. But if Hema Malini just holds it and a picture is clicked, she'll be paid a crore of rupees just to hold that bar. It might take a 1 second, but she will get crores of rupees in her bank balance just by doing that. So she is helpful in doing that. That's why she becomes a celebrity. And also, you have to be diplomatic enough to be able to know how to create an image about yourself. Image is what? What is an image? When we look into the mirror, we see our image, right? We see our form. So, can I change my image? Of course I can change my image. When we were children, where we were staying, there used to be fair under our house. And so much, giant wheels and shops and food stalls and so many things used to be. And it used to be the fair for 10 days during Dashara time or something. And we would enjoy. Every day we would run back from school just wanting to go to the Mela and visit different sections, you know. Some would be presentations and some would be food and different things. But our favorite most tent would be what? The mirror tent. I don't know how many of you all have experienced. There is a mirror tent in which different mirrors are there. Some concave mirrors, some convex mirrors. And you look into the mirror and you can't recognize yourself. Sometimes you look horizontal. Sometimes you look vertical. Sometimes your nose pops out and you look funny and you know. Different things you can appear to be. So I can decide how I want to look by deciding in front of which mirror I want to stand. And I can create my own image. And I can change it. Right now I can be this and next moment I can be something else. So if we try to see what these celebrities do, there are hundreds of image building companies nowadays. And what these image building companies do? They train you. Train you in what? How to talk, how to walk, how to smile, when to smile, how much to smile, how much duration, you know. What to wear, when to wear, which people to keep around you, which people to not keep around you. Small details. Basically, how to be artificial. To not be yourself. And then you are projected like that. So actually when these celebrities are projected, what will happen? You will never know what the original person is. You only know what the image he has been able to create. Right? So we see how these people are portrayed. They are portrayed as they are always. This always will be a prefix word. Always very, very happy. Always very, very beautiful. Always laughing, always joking, always youthful. They have no problems in life. And even if they have problems, money can solve all their problems, etc., etc., etc. Basically, they are like very, very good people, the best people in the world, and that's how these image building companies, they project them, the celebrities as. But is that true? Because all these newspapers, press and TV, they are only mirrors, which are projecting what these people want them to be projected as. But that is unnatural. That is not their real self. But that is so attractive to us, you know. It is so attractive that we get drawn to stardom. And there is a hard, hard struggle to get into the stardom, basically. And people are literally ready to do anything for doing that. There are young girls, young boys who stand in queues outside these, filmmakers, companies, and there's always a big crowd, how to become a hero. And so much energy goes into this, and they are literally ready to do anything. Nowadays, even in the past, it used to be that it actually means that you have to sell yourself to producers and directors. I was just talking to one of our devotee friends, and he was just telling me, I told him the name of the topic. He's saying it is so true that Marilyn Monroe, we all know, she used to actually, to get good roles in movies, she would actually have to sleep with directors and producers 80 years old, 75 years old, when she was in her teens. And she would feel so arg about it, that after she would sleep, then she would take bath so many times, just to clean herself. But does bath clean your consciousness? Doesn't. You already sold yourself. You are sold. You have lost. Something which is lost cannot be regained like this. So to what extent can somebody go? For a woman, this is the worst thing. Not nowadays, it is not considered a worst thing, but actually it is so lowly that she has to do this. But she is ready to do that. Why? Because she wants that stardom. And what a struggle. It takes so much struggle to make a figure first. Because nobody takes drums. Everybody wants sleek and, shapely people. So you go through so much struggle and so much energy, so much money to get the figure. That is easy. But to maintain it, double. You have to pay so much more and so much energy just to be so conscious, to be able to maintain that. Because you may be like that, but once you lose that figure, then you have any importance? They say, Hari Bol Neet, bye, goodbye, There are many more other people coming. So just to maintain what you have is even a more struggle. One day I was invited to one of our, he's a very big person in society, and his wife is my good friend. So she told me that, why don't you join me for lunch today? So she had called me up, so I said, okay. It was her anniversary and her husband was abroad and nobody was there. She was lonely, so she told me. But she's my good friend, so I said, fine. They are multi billionaires. So I went to her house, and obviously she had cooked a big feast for me. There were 4 sweets and 3 sabjis and puri and chapati and 3 types of rice and 2 juices and then ice cream and then cake. And I said, my God, if you'd have told me there is so much, I would have fasted from 2 days, I cannot eat all this. Along with all this food you are giving me, please give me one more stomach also, that I can accommodate all this. So she kept feeding me. And then she said, I said, why don't you also eat with me? Saying, yeah, I'll join you. I won't take much time. I thought, how fast does she eat? So when I told her to sit with me, she sat opposite me with a plate of papaya. And that's what she was eating. I said, that's all you're going to eat? She said, yeah, I eat every day only papaya in the morning. And then, some juice in the afternoon. And evening, some light, khichdi or rice. I said, look at that, As a billionaire, she can eat what she wants. If she can feed me this, what she can eat. And what she is able to eat, only papaya. Why? So I said, why? She said, no, I put on weight very fast. So I want to maintain my figure. So that's what I'm eating. I said, hell to the figure. I'd rather enjoy the feast, and be happy about it. So I thoroughly enjoyed this thing and I was happy about it. So what happens when you want to maintain this image? You become a prisoner. Prisoner of this success which you are trying to get and which you already have. Prisoner means what? He is locked up. He cannot do something, cannot go anywhere, cannot do what he likes to do. He has to do just what limited things he can do. And that's what has become to stars today. They cannot move in public. They cannot go to their favorite restaurants. They cannot go to the beach. They cannot come out when they want to come out. In fact, this friend of mine was telling me about Big B again, coming back to him. Huh? He was telling that when his son's wedding was there, he wanted to go to Siddhi Vinayak to seek blessings. So at what time of the day he went? After midnight. When most people are sleeping, he walked from Andheri to Siddhi Vinayak to seek blessings, and still there were crowds over there. Don't know how they come to know about it. But there were crowds over there. But why didn't he go in the daytime? Because if he would have gone in the daytime, people would have forgotten Ganesh ji that side. They would have all started looking this side and worshipping him. And it's no jokes that you may enjoy that for some time, but otherwise it is suffocating. In fact, in one interview, one celebrity told that, "I feel so stifled by being all the time in public eyes that I'm fed up of this now." Naturally, if you enjoy attention, but for some time. Imagine if 24 hours people are just staring at you, you know. You eat something, they're looking at you. You sleep, they're looking at you. They want to click pictures. You move your hand like this, one photograph. You move your hand down, one photograph. Everyone is just, you know. After some time, it gets too much. So they just cannot enjoy. Huh? Which we can enjoy. We can go where we want to go. Nobody even looks at us, you know. Free. We are not prisoners. We are free people. We can do what we want. So, what is the benefit of being that? Then the question would be, then why do people want to still become celebrities? If we know we become such prisoners, we get sleepless nights, we get haunted by the ghosts of anxiety, we get stress-filled, then why? Still we want to become stars and become celebrities? Because there is a sort of intoxication. Intoxication of money and fame. Once you have tasted it, you just cannot give it up, you know. It is so addicting. People say, "I cannot give up cigarettes and I cannot give up drinks and all." What is that? Easy to give it up, you know. But this, as we say in Hindi, chaska, it is so much that very, very difficult to give it up. And you are ready to go through all these things. Fine, yaar, jalega. But what I am getting, you know, much more than that. So, what is the impact these people are creating on society is simply unbelievable. This celebrities, how much they influence you? They influence fashions today. In olden days, there used to be bell bottoms. These pants which have a half meter aage and half meter piche, flapping. And people, that was considered fashionable, you know, that, wow, looks so, I don't know what word to use, you know, looks just great. So every girl was wearing that only. Then after some time, dresses came. So everybody started wearing that. Then jeans came. Then everybody started wearing that. And nowadays, the lesser the clothes, the better. So now that is happening, you know. That is fashion. So whatever they do, gets the seal of fashion. So full fashions, industries are being controlled by them. Not only fashions, but even lifestyles. People, the type of car you want to use, the type of brand of whatever you use, everything is influenced by them. And those are gross things. But what about your subtle things like values? So many of our values are made by seeing these people, whether good or bad. Sometimes good it is, sometimes bad. But we don't even think. We blindly, she does it, he does it, I have to do it. Because the hype is created so much, I must do it. So I land up following those values. In short, the entire social fabric and the culture or society is decided. The reins are in the hands of these people. And they decide what to do. Which product will be sold, which product will not be sold. If I want to advertise a particular soap and I want to not advertise another soap, I have the power to do that because I have money and I have fame. And who are the targets for all this? Statistics say that the target of all this is youth between 10 and 30 years. That means you. All of you, you all are targeted. Actually, what do we see as target? You take and you target that Sundari Manjari sitting there. I want to target her. Or Surbhi sitting here, you know. I want to shoot arrow at her. So then I feel targeted. But here it is so subtle, I don't even know how many arrows are coming from which side. Arrows of visual arrows, audio arrows, what arrows are coming, I'm not even aware and I'm so wounded already that I'm just a victim to it. Before I know, I'm already gone and finished with it. So, if we try to see that these people are all super hit people and we try to say that If the super hit tomorrow becomes super flop, are we still going to worship them? No. Because now that energy is no more around them. They are no more attractive. They have become like, old. Now outdated. We don't want to have anything to do with them. And that is the law of nature. Every beautiful person is going to become ugly one day. Every rich person is going to become... it is a law of destiny. Nothing remains. Can anything remain? The only constant thing in this world is change. It's going to be, no matter how much you try, you put dentures and hold your breaking teeth and you dye your hair, how much ever you put wigs and everything. But ultimately, so many actors and actresses, they lock themselves up inside when one white hair starts coming. Because they want to leave that image in the people's eyes of that beautiful, young, lustrous, handsome, that image. Nobody wants to keep that later on image, you know. They don't want them to be seen as that. Just keep that image as ever fresh in their mind. So one white hair and they will lock themselves up. So I was just at home, we get ironed clothes. So in the clothes, there's a newspaper come, in the shirts and pants. So I was keeping my husband's clothes in the cupboard and just one ad caught my name, you know. And it said, the unlucky 13. And I read some names which was very familiar, but I didn't know who they are and I had always been intrigued by that. I read the name of Jimi Hendrix. I read the name of Brian Jones. I read the name of Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin. And I was not aware of these names till I read our Guru Maharaj's book, The Journey Home. And because Radhanath Swami talks about the counterculture in this book, he mentions all these names who were super, super stars in those days, in his days. All these names. And I said, wow, you know, these names sound familiar. So I took that paper out from the shirt and I started reading it. Just a small piece of paper it was. And the title was The Unlucky 13. And I started reading little more details, you know. And it said, Brian Jones, founder of British rock group The Rolling Stones, found dead in his own swimming pool a month after he was chucked out of the band. He was 27 years. Jimi Hendrix, he choked on his own vomit due to an overdose of sleeping pills. He was 27. Al Wilson, he took his own life with mixture of sedatives and alcohol. He was 27. Janis Joplin lost her life to a heroin overdose. She was 27. Jim Morrison found dead in his own bathtub. He was 27. The list was going on, but I could recognize only these people because I read in Maharaj's book. So I just noted this down. And what was the reason given by the writer? He said, early fame and fortune drove them to seek comfort in sex, drugs, alcohol, and excess of these intoxicants led to death. Hare Krishna. So they said, okay, what is it, you know, at 27, such a young age, you know, how many of you all must be 27, around 25, 27? Imagine, you know, dying at this age, full life ahead of you to enjoy, to see. And you just leave your body at that age. But that's what happened to these people. Why? Because they got so intoxicated by this that they just couldn't give it up and they all died. Such an early age. So therefore we see that all this wealth, beauty, followers, fame, position, money, all these things, they just come and they go. And according to our shastras, what is it? Life is successful only when one has utilized it for self-realization. And how do we conclude this? Because great souls say that. In fact, there was a meeting in which Srila Prabhupada, he met one businessman. And he was arguing a lot with Prabhupada. You know? Prabhupada is our founder Acharya of ISKCON community. And he was arguing, why Swamiji this and why Swamiji that? So, Swamiji, Prabhupada, he just asked him a question. He said, in the ledger of your life, ledger, you know, many account students might be here. He said, in the ledger of your life, all the time that you have spent in relation to God is your profit. And all the time that you have spent for yourself is loss. Now you judge whether your life was worth living or not. And that silenced that man completely. Because we might argue whatever, but within we know that this is true. If we are trying to talk of profit and loss and all these things, logically, this is what it means. Have I led a worthwhile life? And even now is not late to think about it. Already we have lost 20, 25, 30 years of our life. Even if we think now that, let me evaluate, my credit balance, debit balance and all. And each one needs to judge for themselves. Nobody needs to be discussing, but we can see for ourselves. We see, long life is not the criteria of success. There are trees in California, redwood trees, which are 5,000 years old, 4,000 years old, and they are still standing over there. But is that any life? Life of a tree just standing there, can't do anything. Heat, sun, cold, rain, whatever, you know, you're standing dumb over there. But there are people like Jesus who lived how many years? 32 years. He died at 32. There was Shankaracharya. He also left his body at 32. There was Lord Chaitanya who left his body at 48 years of age. But what? All these people, their life was successful. Why? Because their contribution which they have left behind is now guiding the life of millions and millions of people. In fact, one of my friends, on my birthday, she gifted me a small wooden deity, a wooden statue of an elephant, you know. So I said, oh, so beautiful, you know. But on that, there was an umbrella and there was a deity on it. So I asked her, I said, what is this? She's saying, this elephant has a name. We all have a name? The elephant has a name. The name of this elephant is Keshav. This elephant is an elephant from Guruvayur temple. And what he used to do? In Guruvayur, they have a system by which the elephants carry the deities on their back on festival days. And they go around and on parade. And all the people, you know, with kirtan and bhajan and all, people watch this. And for this, it seems, every year there is a race where several elephants, they compete because they want to be the... We feel animals have no consciousness, they have no brains and, you know, they are meant to be slaughtered and eaten. But imagine, so all the elephants would be lined up every year or every few years, I might be mistaken. Every time they said, whenever there was a race, Keshav would run with mad gusto. Why? Not because he was going to be given a golden medal or something, you know. What it means, or $1 billion or something. What it means to him? Because he wanted to carry God on his back. That is the way he used to do, and he would push and just everything, you know, to the other elephants. But he wanted that honor of carrying God on his back. And when I heard the way he left his body, it was such a moving this thing that I think it was Ekadashi, and he was feeling sick since last one or two days or whatever. And he just came out of his shelter where he was being tied up. He went into the temple in front of the Guruvayur deity. He sat down like how you would offer dandavat obeisances, with his trunk spread out, and he closed his eyes, and after some time he was no more. Ichha mrutyu. You have? If I want to decide, I'm so miserable, I just want to die right now. Can you do that? You have to live and suffer. And if I'm enjoying and I feel I don't want to die, can you do that? You have to die. We cannot decide. But an elephant had that power. So was his life successful? He was the best celebrity we can ever think of. Imagine, you know, he was in a elephant's body, but so what? We know also from the scriptures, the story of Jatayu. He was a vulture. Vulture is, as our Guru Maharaj says, he's the lowest of all the birds. Nobody respects a vulture. Why? Because he eats dead bodies, you know. Who respects somebody who eats dead bodies? But he was a vulture, but he served God. He left his body serving God. And what? He is glorified even today. So he is a celebrity. So if we try to understand, even on the altar, right now the curtain is closed, we have so many personalities, and there are six Goswamis who are all wearing only loincloth. Loincloth is a discarded cloth on the road, and which is just above the knees. It's one single cloth covering your lower portion of the body. Their hair is shaven. And there were six of them like this. Some of them were multi-millionaires who gave up everything to live under a different tree every night. They had no house, they had no car, they had no hairstyle because they had no hair only. They had no money, they had nothing. Sometimes they had no food to eat also. But they were the most celebrated people. Why? Again, because they left behind an entire Krishna conscious culture for all of us to follow today, which we are all following and we are being benefited. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, he made such a beautiful statement regarding Vyasadeva, the one who wrote all the scriptures, and other great sages like that. He says, please hear this carefully. He said, these great souls were not mere luminaries like comets. Does everybody know what's a comet? like a shooting star, you know, comes and goes. They were not mere luminaries like comets appearing in the firmament for a while and disappearing suddenly. They are like so many suns shining all along to give light and heat to the succeeding generations to come. Such a beautiful statement this is. We all know, at our parents' time, they used to talk about a different set of actors and actresses, cricketers, politicians, musicians. Today, we have never even seen them. Even we feel, whom we had seen today, nobody talks about them. And who people talk about today, we do not know, you know. So there is such a big generation gap. There were so many actors at that time, but today they are no more. They are lost and forgotten. Similarly, right now Big B is a Big B. Tomorrow he'll become a small B. Day after he'll become an invisible B, you know. Who will know him? Nobody will know him. He's going to disappear after some time. Down the line, how many years? 10 years, 15 years, 100 years, 200 years. But today, we remember people like Hanuman, who appeared when? Treta Yuga. Do you know when is Treta Yuga? This is Kali Yuga going on. Before that was, Kali Yuga is millions of years. Before that was Dwapar Yuga, another millions of years. Before that was Treta Yuga. And in the beginning of Treta Yuga, Hanuman came. And we are still talking about him. How many will talk about Big B after that? I mean Invisible B after that. Hardly anybody will talk about him. We still talk about Prahlad, who appeared even before that. In Satyug. We still talk about Prahlad today. We talk about Dhruv. We talk about the Pandavas today. They are all still heroes and they are fresh. You don't feel, why talk about them? Because what they have left behind is so important. And why we talk about them so much? Because Prabhupada's guru, he gave the definition of how do you measure a personality. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he said, how do you judge a person? You judge the person by the height of his ideals. What height of ideals he keeps in his life. You judge him by the breadth of his compassion. Then you judge him by the depth of his convictions. And you judge him by the length of his patience. I'll just repeat it. You judge a person by the height of his ideals. You judge him by the breadth of his compassion. You judge him by the depth of his convictions. And you judge him by the length of his patience. Hardly anyone of us fits into that. It's very hard to find even one individual like this today. So, we can see to what level we have degraded. Today, how people talk? One of my friends was telling that she read an article. It was a comic. And one husband was telling the wife, just see, dear, how my children are playing so nicely with your children and how they are mingling with our children. Do you understand? So many times they are married that my previous wife's children, now with you I have children, so they are playing so nicely. And how nicely they are mingling now with our children. This is culture today. So where is the height, where is the breadth, where is the depth? There is no structure only to society. Structureless, flat structure. And this is now. What will happen down the lines? God forbid, we don't want to live to see that. But what will happen tomorrow? We really do not know about that. So, this is what has happened today. It is actually very sad to use these words, but in fact, today's education has raped, we can use that word, it has raped our own Indian culture. It's a very harsh word to use, but that is the right word only we can use. There's no better description of it. What does modern education bring out? It only brings out Western clones. Whatever West is doing, we want to simply ape it. Whether it is good, bad, thoughtless. You have put your brain in some safe deposit vault or something. You don't want to think only. Just do it. And we talk stardust, stardust, stardust. What is dust? Worthless. There is any value to dust? And we give so much importance to it. Then why we cannot discriminate? And why we cannot think that why am I using my valuable feelings, my thoughts, my emotions, my energies behind dust? Rightly they have named the magazine Star Dust. It's as worthless as that only, you know. So if we ask ourselves why, it is because we have no knowledge. We are not aware of this. If we said in the beginning that wealth attracts us, beauty attracts us, power attracts us, strength attracts us, fame attracts us. This is all the definition of Bhagwan. Bhagwan means one who has all these six opulences. With that definition, all of us should have been madly in love with Krishna only, you know. Madly attracted to Krishna. Because he has all these six simultaneously and unlimitedly. Which no actor can have that. No politician can have that. No sports star or a musician can have that. And because we are not aware of this, that is why we think that this person is ordinary. In the beginning, when our temple was a small place, every morning before the morning program starts, different devotees used to come and clean the temple, you know. So one day, some devotees were sitting, brahmachari, simple people, and one man was cleaning the floor, and this brahmachari or some people said, "Arey Prabhuji, udhar barabar saaf karo na, you know, jara udhar barabar nahi kiya." And then somebody came and said, "Hey, shh, that is Mr. Mafatlal. My God, he just sank, you know. Because Mr. Mafatlal comes to temple, he's a big celebrity, but he was cleaning the temple. Because in front of God, he feels that I'm nobody." And that person who told him that was so embarrassed. He could have melted in the earth or in the wall or something, that I told Mr. Mafatlal, "Hey, barabar saaf karo na," you know. Then he must be having 100 servants at home doing that. What was the need he had to sit and do that over here? But because he was in ignorance, he didn't have knowledge that this is Mr. Mafatlal. So then he immediately said, sorry Prabhuji, please forgive me, you know, my offense, I'm ignorant, I'm like this. And he didn't take any offense because he's so humble. He said, it's okay, you know. So it is like that. Because we are not aware, it appears to be ordinary. We feel, this blue boy, wears only dhoti, carries a flute, not even a good instrument like a violin or a, you know, some costly instrument. What is a flute? It is just a bamboo stick here. You can get from anywhere, make some holes and you play. Some music will come out of it. What is care, you know? And what clothes he's wearing? Simple dhoti. And what? Not a crown studded with jewels. You know? Puts a simple peacock feather in his head and moves around in the jungle. And he steals butter, a chore. You know? What to worship him? We think he's an ordinary person. And because of that, we don't feel like worshipping him. But if we know why we have programs like this, to educate people, there are books there, when we study and we understand why God is doing what He is doing, why is He God, without understanding, in ignorance, we are all going to think. That is why Prabhupada said that modern civilization is what? We think God is ordinary, God is an ordinary man, and ordinary man is God. Sum it up. God is an ordinary man, and ordinary man is God. That is how we are illusioned to worship all these gods, because they are not enough broadcasted. As we said in the beginning, if there is a super cricket match, how many of you are cricket fans here? Boss? There might be quite a few here. Anyway, if there is a cricket match going on in some part of the world, real good cricket match, but it is not advertised on TV, it is not coming in newspaper, no running commentary is there, no radio is there. Is there any excitement? Nobody even knows it. Why? Because it is not sufficiently broadcasted. So today God is not a celebrity. Why? Because He is not sufficiently broadcasted. Simple as that, na? Some chinti-finti people are broadcasted out of proportion. In the magazines are full of things of some actor or actress whom you don't know, and pages of interview are there. What she likes to eat, what she likes to sleep, which brand of this thing she uses and which soap she uses. Damn it, yaar, what difference it makes in my life? What she is doing and what? Am I going to get any commission? Am I wasting my time reading that and, you know, cutting trees to print that type of material in this? Hell to it, you know, what difference is going to make to me? But because we have not heard enough about Him, that is why we are not attracted to God. That's how you do, right? When a girl hears enough about a boy, then what happens? Desire develops. Some attraction is there. Then you develop a desire that I want to develop a relationship. That boy, whom I heard so much about, you know, I want to have a relationship. And then what you do? You follow up a process. What is the process? Dating. You start dating. You follow that process. And then what happens? You get married. In olden days, you used to. Now I don't know what happens. So you do like that. So it is same like this, you know. That is what happened to Rukmini, Krishna's wife. Rukmini, she had heard about Krishna from several of her citizens who were coming. She was a princess, courtiers and all. And simply by hearing about Krishna, she had never seen Krishna. But she became so attracted to Him that she decided, if I marry, I will marry only Krishna and nobody else. Simply by hearing, she had never seen Him. And she made that decision of her life, that's it, Him or nobody else. Many girls do that nowadays. Ek duje ke liye. only this person and nobody else. Otherwise, I will leave home, take poison and anything, dhamki, vamki, whatever, you know. Because we want it. That's what Rukmini did also, you know. But she did it for the right person. That was the only difference. And that was why she was benefited. So, if you go to understand, all of this begins simply by hearing. So, when our Guru Maharaj was coming from the airport one day, he read a big poster. What is, you know, religious people, they feel attracted about religion. So, he saw the word religion and he read that and then he told us. What did he say? Cricket is our religion. And Sachin is our God. So, by the bombardment of media, what has happened today? That love and affection, that desire to worship. All of us have that desire inherent in us. We all look up to somebody. We all want to worship somebody. We want to love somebody. We want to be attached to somebody. We all want to do, but we just don't know who that somebody is. So that has all been misdirected by being brainwashed, by this media bombardment to us. And we are selling our hearts to all these mortal gods or false celebrities. That's what is happening to us, right? But what happens? Does any purification take place by doing that? By thinking of them, by loving them, by worshipping them. We read in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mad bhakto, madhyaji maam namaskuru, you know. Maam evashyasi satyante. Always think of me, always worship me, always do this. We are also doing always, always, always. But that me has been replaced by somebody else. It has been misguided. But when you do it for Krishna, that purification takes place. Of the human form of life, which is meant for purification, it takes place by doing it for the right person. Here, we are doing it for the wrong person. So, if we are intelligent people, which we all are, that is why we are come here to try to understand something. Please try to understand that love, this word love, is a very sacred thing. It's a very sacred feeling of our heart. Actually, this word sacred is the right thing for love. Because the other thing is lust. That is not love. So, it is such a sacred feeling of our heart. And what we are doing? We are wasting it. For the wrong people, for the wrong amount of time, for everything done wrongly. That is why we saw in this beautiful drama, where he told these girls, don't change. We saw so nicely how they portrayed. It is said that one who takes the son, gets everything. Gets the father. So, like, just for example, Jesus was the son. And it is said, the one who took the son inherited the kingdom of God. Right? Everybody inherited the kingdom of God. So, if you take the son, but we don't give any importance to the son. Arre, wo photo ko chodo na. Baki, show me the collection. The jazzy collection. The flashy collection. The attractive collections to my eyes. Not which is actually attractive and all. So, we have not attached a label or a value to what is actually of value. And we are attaching false labels to things which are not worthy of it. And what happened? This simple farmer, he inherited the entire real estate, false estate, whatever, you know. Everything, all the masterpieces, everything. Unknowingly, he didn't know that this clause was there, that one who takes this painting gets everything. But because he was simple at heart, he, you know, simplicity was there, he was a very natural person. In a simplicity, he just took that picture. So if we make the right choices, of understanding the real celebrities is God who is the father or his sons. Those who are connected to good celebrities are also celebrities, na? Isn't it true? The secretary of the prime minister, just by being a secretary, he also becomes a big celebrity. Or even if you are a dog of the prime minister, it's almost like a celebrity. Hey, president ka kutta hai, president ka kutta hai. 100 other dogs will be there. You don't bother about that. But you will want to, you know, you'll feel, because why? You are a damn dog only, but you are president ka dog, you know. So all of us wear this kanti, devotees. Why? Srila Prabhupada said, because we want, it's a dog belt. We want to show ourselves that we are God's dogs. Dog is the most faithful animal, right? So faithfulness is a very rare quality today. So if we want to learn how to be faithful to God, then we are ready to be dogs of God. No harm. Dog is not bad in itself. Good or bad, but whose dog you are, that is important. So, recognize your master. Discover your real master and become a dog, no problem. But of the right person. That is the way it is. So we say that sometimes we see on the highway, fast cars are going and one bike is going to do. But if that bike wants to cat speed, then what it does? It latches on to the fast speeding car. What happens? Also gains speed. And it can go to where the destination of the car is. So same way, we people might be weak. We do not know what is to be done, what is not to be done. But if we latch on to devotees, who are like sons of God, they are representatives of God, then what happens? You gain that speed. Speed of what? In the process of self-realization. That thing which would take lifetimes to achieve, you can achieve very fast by the right type of association. You choose whom you want to be with. One author has said that, you tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are. If you tell me you are with alcoholics, then I'll tell you you are an alcoholic. I don't need to know whether you drink or no. If you are with alcoholics, if not today, tomorrow you'll become one. It's like that, right? If you are with drug addicts, that's what you will become. If you are with saintly people, with good qualities, that's what you will become. So choice is there. As we say, no, the choice is yours, but the choice is also clear. If we understand properly what we should do and what we should not do. And just to end with this beautiful presentation, these Sita Mataji and all the girls sang in honor of 26 November, 26-11, the dark day in the history of Bombay, which is there next week within 3 to 4 days. Newspaper, on internet, everywhere we are seeing, you know, 26-11. So much it is being advertised because the memories are so fresh in the mind. So at that time, for weeks and for months, these terrorists were being talked about everywhere. Everybody was speaking about them. Everybody was thinking about them. Everybody was remembering them. They were all over the media, TV, press, whatever. So were they celebrities? Were you feeling attracted to them? No. Did you want, oh, I wish they come next 26-11 also. They should come again and again. I said, no. Ganpati Bappa Morya, Purcha Varshi Laukariya, you know. Are you going to tell that to these people? Even though they fit into the criteria of all this, they were media coverage, they were talked about widely, everything. But we don't feel that because of the impact that they leave on your hearts. So when we talk about, there is another date in the same month of November, which is a very special date for all of us. Like 26-11, there is 14-11, which we celebrated last week only. That is the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, who was the real celebrity. Why? Why? Because whatever he did, his life, his love, his departure, his books, all was taking us closer simply to God. He traveled the world 14 times. What for? We go for a world tour. What? Sightseeing. Wow, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to see Disney World, you know. I want to see the Niagara Falls. I go for sightseeing. But did Prabhupada go for sightseeing? No. He went to give sight to people who could not see. He went to give people that vision of those of us who were blinded by what is going on around the world. He opened that, removed that cataract, and he gave that this knowledge which we are all discussing today. It has come from him. That power of discrimination. What is knowledge without power of discrimination? Is there any value? It is only what? Information, no transformation. So Srila Prabhupada wrote literatures. All these books you see behind, so many books he wrote. Even you read any of the books, your heart will be transformed. In fact, in Mayapur one day, Srila Prabhupada was sitting and a devotee was sitting at his feet. And Prabhupada was telling that, even if you read any one of my books, your life will become perfect. Any one book, sufficient. Then he said, actually, even if you read one chapter of any of my books, your life will be purified. Then he said, actually, even if you read one shloka from any of the chapters, that is sufficient to give you that knowledge. Then he said, actually, even one line is enough. Even one word is enough. That is the power. You can imagine, that is the power in somebody's telling you one word. We can blast our lungs and keep giving lectures for 2-3 hours, but the transformation will not take place as much because he has that purity. We do not have that purity. But still, we, as our gesture of our appreciation of what we have got in our life, we want to share it with you all. We are simply repeating what he has told us. We are sharing it with you all. These are his words. So if you try to understand with an open heart and understand this knowledge and develop this power of discrimination to understand who is a real celebrity and who is not, then we can perfect our life very easily. That is why we chose today's topic, discover your celebrities. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.